I have it here now. Wait,
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. We thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you for your blessings flow in our lives. We thank you for how you defend us. We thank you for how you fight for us. We thank you, Lord, for making your grace sufficient in our lives. Thank you for destroying and frustrating the plans and devices of the enemy. Thank you for your joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives and situations. We thank you because you have enthroned your power and dominion and authority in our lives, and you have subdued Satan under our feet. You have not allowed the enemy to succeed over us. Thank you also for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for how your Holy Spirit guide us, instruct us, direct us, lead us, and teach us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for past prayer sessions we have done on this platform. We thank you for how you have shown us your faithfulness. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you even for more answers we will still see. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious future you have for us, a great destination you have prepared for us. For we know you are taking us to somewhere better than where we are right now, somewhere greater than where we are right now. We have no doubt about that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We also thank you for what you are doing in this ministry. We thank you because you have made this place a place where everyone can come to seek you and find you. Thank you for your faithfulness that you have established forever in this ministry. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your love that fills our hearts. We thank you for the hunger and the drive and the passion in our souls to love you, to please you, to serve you, to give you all that we have. Thank you for that passion, the passion for you in our hearts, the desire for you, the desire to know you, the desire to be intimate with you. Thank you for filling our hearts with your desires. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come before you. We ask that you receive us even at this time. Have mercy on every one of us. Forgive our sins. Cleanse us in your blood and make your heavens open over our lives. Make your heavens open over this prayer session and let us not pray in vain. According to your mercies, hearken unto our voice from your throne. help us from your throne and visit our lives, change our lives, rescue us. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than we have asked of you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you will not seek him in vain. I believe that he will manifest himself to you. And you shall be comforted, you shall be helped, you shall be delivered in Jesus' name. So we are going to take worship songs, and after that we would go into prayers. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity. I have searched through all eternity long. And found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful, Lord Jesus. Faithful are you, Lord, King of glory. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord, you are so faithful. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. in our lives. We see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. You reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you. You reign. 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 God, you reign forever. You reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, Son of God, you are so good, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be thy name, your dominion. Your dominion is forevermore. O Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be thy name, your dominion, your dominion. Is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. How our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. We lift up holy hands, so we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 To the Almighty God. Hallelujah. To the great I am. Hallelujah. To the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the Lamb that was slain? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Because you're the Most High. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. He is the Almighty God. He is the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth. He is the Almighty God. He is the Most High God. He is I am that I am. He is the root of Jesse. He is the rock of ages. He is the rock of Israel, the bright morning star. He is the Most High. Father, we worship you. King of Israel, we praise you. Mighty Redeemer, mighty Healer, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer, we worship your Majesty. There is none like you, Lord. There is none as you. There is none higher than you. There is none wiser than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none greater than you. There is none like you, Lord. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so gracious. You are so loving. You are so merciful. You are so wonderful, so powerful, so glorious, so mighty. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. Beside you, there is no other God. Above you, there is no other God. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You are our power. You are our strength. You are our help and helper. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our restorer. You are our dominion, our authority. You are the weapon, you are the strength by which we conquer the enemy. You are the weapon, you are the strength by which we conquer battles. You are the Most High God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. You speak and it comes to pass. You reverse the irreversible. You do impossible things. You enforce your will even upon the world systems. You control the governments of nations. You control times and seasons. You control the affairs of the whole world. Because you are the King of the universe, you control the whole world. You control the heavens, you control the earth, you control the underworld. You are the Almighty God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Father. You are everything to us. You are more than life to us. You are everything we have. You are our all in all. You are all that we seek. You are all that we want. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We worship you. We worship you. You have given us your spirit. You have given us your mind. You have given us your nature. You have given us everything. You have given us your kingdom. You have given us the same dominion you have, the same authority you have. You have shared with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. You have given us your name, and through your name, we have dominion. You have given us your blood. Through your blood, we are redeemed, we are saved, we are forgiven, we are delivered, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have given to us. You have given us immortality. You have given us eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. And we can live forever by faith in you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my soul. Thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for all that you have freely given to me because you love me. Thank you for all that you will give me because you love me. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my soul. Thank you for your love for my destiny. Thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my soul. Thank you for your love for my destiny. Thank you for all that you have freely given to me. Thank you for all that you will give to me because you love me, because you care for me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. You are the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. You are the strength that upholds my life. You are the strength that upholds me. You have helped me so much because you love me. You have fought my battles because you love me. Thank you for this great love. You have forgiven my sins because you love me. You have transformed my life because you love me. You have visited me because you love me. You have met my needs because you love me. You have placed your honor on my life because you love me. You have singled me out of multitudes for favor because you love me. You have given my life progress because you love me. You have healed me because you love me. You have delivered me because you loved me. Because you love me. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love for my soul. You have not allowed me to be put to shame because you love me. You have not allowed the enemy to conquer me because you love me. You have not allowed me to die untimely because you love me. You have not allowed me to beg for bread because you love me. Thank you for this great love.
Thank you for this great love for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You took my place on the cross of Calvary. You died for me. You died for my sins. You died for my redemption because you love me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, mark my life, or enlist me among the people you will be visiting at this time. Say, Lord, mark me, select me to be among the people you will be visiting at this time, the people you will be helping, the people you would change their lives. Lord, by your mercy, include me among them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, include me among those that you will be visiting. Include me among those that you will be helping in this season, those that you'll be helping before the end of this year, those that you'll be helping at this time. Oh Lord, include my life, include my life, include my family, include my life, enlist me among the people that you will visit for transformation, people that you will visit for greatness, people that you will visit for elevation, people that you will visit for promotion. Oh Lord, count me among them. Oh Lord, count me among them. Oh Lord, count me among them. You visited her bed head on, and within 3 months, his life and his entire family were transformed. Oh Lord, count me among those you'll be visiting in this season, even at this time. Count me among those you'll be visiting before the end of this year. Count me among those you'll be changing their lives. Oh Lord, let my life be included. Let my family be included. Let my marriage be included. Let my ministry, my calling, my career, my business be included among those that you will be visiting at this time. Among those that you will be changing their lives at this time. You visited Jabez and his life was transformed. He became more honorable. He became successful. Oh Lord, count me among those you'll be visiting at this time. Count me among those you'll be helping at this time. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, count me among those you'll be helping. Count me among those you will grant favor. Count me among those you will change their lives. Count me among those you are lifting up at this time. Count me among those you are honoring at this time. Count me among those you have determined to change their stories at this time. Count me among those you have determined to rewrite their history at this time. Oh Lord, let me find mercy in your sight. Let me find mercy in your sight. Let me find favor in your sight. Oh Lord, count me among those you will visit. Count me among those you will visit. Count me among those you will visit. Count me among those you will visit at such a time like this. Even before this year comes to an end, those that you have determined to visit, those that you have proposed to help, those that you have proposed to change their lives within the space of few months, as you did to Obed-Edom. Oh Lord, count me among those people. Count my family among those people. Count my calling, my ministry among such people you will be visiting. people, you will be changing their lives. Count me, O God, among them. Count me, O God, among them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you have prayed. Amen. Amen. There was a man who have helped a kingdom, and he should have been rewarded for helping that kingdom. Maybe you can call it he helped a government at a time that the enemy was going to overthrow that king. The enemy were plotting evil against that king. And this man, his name was Mordecai. He was able to expose the enemy, and he was able to help that kingdom. He was able to save the life of the king. But he was not rewarded for that. And the Bible told us that the king could not sleep. The king could not sleep. And he was just burdened in his heart. And he was like, why can't I sleep? Until he asked for the book of remembrance. He said, bring the book of remembrance. And he searched the book, and then he saw that this man Mordecai has done good for the kingdom, and he has not been rewarded. So even there are books of remembrance in the kingdom of God. I mean, likewise, there are books of remembrance in the kingdom of God, where God begins to consider what you have done, what you have done for him that needs to be rewarded. Things you have done that needs to be rewarded. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, call for the book of remembrance. Open the book of remembrance for my sake, and bring to pass your promises for my life. Shower your rewards upon my life. Rain down your rewards upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open your book of remembrance because of my life. Open your book of remembrance for my sake, and begin to bring to pass your prophecies, your promises for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to rain upon my life rewards. Begin to rain upon my life rewards. In the name of Jesus, the rewards for my faith, the rewards for my sacrifices, the rewards for my giving, the rewards for every good thing I have done for you, for your kingdom. Oh Lord, open the book of remembrance for my sake. Open the book of remembrance. Open the book of remembrance because of my life. Because of my life. Lord, open your book of remembrance and rain your rewards upon my life. Rain down your rewards upon my life. Bring to pass your promises. Bring to pass your prophecies. Bring to pass your promises. Bring to pass your prophecies in my life. In the name of Jesus, your promises for my life, Lord, bring them to pass. Your prophecies for my life, Lord, bring them to pass. Open your book of remembrance. Remember what you have said you will do in my life. Remember the promises you have made for me. Remember what you have revealed that you will do. Oh Lord, open your book of remembrance because of my life, and bring your will to pass. Bring your words to pass. Bring your promises to pass in my life. from alive in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, remember all that you have said concerning my life. Remember all that you have revealed concerning my life. Remember all that you have determined to do for my life. Lord, remember all that you have written concerning my life even before I came into this world. Oh Lord, open your book of remembrance concerning my life. Open your book of remembrance for my sake and bring to pass all that you have determined to do for me. Shower down your rewards upon my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that if God have not remembered you, or have not remembered you, if God do not remember you, people that are to help you will not remember you. Don't forget that there was a man Joseph met in the prison, and Joseph was able to help him interpret his dream. And Joseph told the man, he said, when you finally get reinstated to the palace, when you finally get absorbed into the palace, don't forget me. Talk to the king about me. But that man forgot him. But when God remembered Joseph, that man also remembered Joseph. Yeah, when God remembered Joseph, when it was time for Joseph to be promoted, for Joseph to be elevated, the person that had forgotten him remembered him. So you're going to pray. I believe this is the time when certain people that have forgotten you will remember you. People that they know that God wants them to help you. They know that God has commanded them to help you. I believe this is the time that they will begin to remember you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand begin to work in the hearts and minds of as many that need to remember me. As many that need to remember me for me to be favored, for me to be promoted, for me to be elevated. Over, let your mighty hand begin to work in their hearts. Let your mighty hand begin to work in their hearts. Let your mighty hand begin to work in their soul. And let them begin to remember me. And let them begin to do what you have instructed them to do in my life. What you have commanded them to do for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, let your mighty hand begin to work in the hearts of men, in the souls of men, in the minds of men that you have ordained, that you have chosen to help me, to support me, to lift up my life, to partner with me, to partner with my vision, to sponsor my vision, to promote my vision, to sponsor the assignment you have given to me. Oh Lord, begin to work in their hearts right now. Bring them to remember me. Make them remember me. And make them do what you have instructed them to do, what you have commanded them to do. Lord, make them remember me. Wherever they are, as many that you have chosen to help me. Oh Lord, begin to work in their hearts to remember me. Begin to work in their hearts to remember me. Begin to work in their hearts to remember me. As you walked in the hearts of the cupbearer of the king, of King Pharaoh, to remember Joseph as you made him remember that there is a man somewhere that can solve this problem. Oh Lord of hosts, begin to move in the hearts of people to remember my life, to remember my name. Lord, move in the hearts of people to recommend my name in places of honor, for places of honor, for platforms of greatness. Lord, begin to put my remembrance in the hearts of people, as many that you have chosen to use to lift up my life into greatness, into success, into great achievements. Oh Lord, begin to work in their souls to remember me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I was talking to someone some time ago. I said God's riches and wealth, I mean God's own riches and wealth, is in the ability to move in the hearts of people to help his own people. Yeah. That is the currency of God. The ability of God to move people to help you. That is the riches and wealth of God. The riches and wealth of God is not in bank accounts. The riches and wealth of God is not paper money. It's not in digits in your account. No, the riches and wealth of God is in the ability to move in the hearts of people to help his people. Yeah. Yeah. So if God wants to bless you, or if God has told you will bless you, don't look at your bank account. Look at that ability of God to move people to bless you. That exactly is the wealth of God. Yeah, and when God moves those people, there is no limit to what they can do in your life. When God moves people to help you, there is no limit to what they can do for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move in the hearts and minds of men to change my financial status forever. So Lord, move in the hearts of men to lift up my life into riches and wealth. Lord, move in the hearts of men to help my life rise from poverty, from lack, into the realm of surplus, into the realm of riches, into the realm of wealth. Lord, move in the hearts of people for the lifting of my life into the realm of riches and wealth of your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, move in the hearts of people. Move through the hearts of people for the lifting of my life. For the lifting of my life. You might be a business person. Yeah, maybe you just need like 4 customers for your business, and then
You just become a millionaire just because 4 customers are patronizing your business. Even maybe 10 customers and then you become a billionaire. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. That is how God enriches people. He just moves the people to favor you, to come to you, to help you, to support you. Begin to say, oh God, move in the hearts of people for the lifting of my life. Move in the hearts of men. Move in the minds of men for the lifting of my life into the realm of riches, into the realm of wealth, into the realm of surplus. Surplus of riches, surplus of resources, surplus, excess of wealth. Lord, move in the hearts of people. Move in the hearts of people. If a man is going to be famous, it is God moving in the hearts of people to just love that person. Some people, they will just sing a song. It's not as if the song is so melodious, but it's just that God began to move in the hearts of people to like that song. And the person becomes famous, and then the person becomes wealthy. So begin to say, Lord, move in the hearts of people. Move in the hearts of people to lift up my life, to change my financial status, to lift up my life into the realm of your riches and wealth. Lord, move in the hearts of people. Move in the hearts of people. Move in the hearts of people. Move in the minds of people. Move in the emotions of people to lift up my life to the place of financial strength, to the place of financial prosperity, to lift up my life to the place of riches and wealth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray? The Lord wants to give recognition to certain things some of you are doing. Maybe you have a skill, or you have a career, you have something you can do, you have a talent. Yeah, but people are not seeing it. Yeah, even though you are doing it, you are busy doing it, you have the skill to do something and you can do it perfectly. Yeah, the Spirit of God is telling me that he will give recognition to that thing you can do very well, and that can solve problems in the society. That thing you can do very well that can solve problems, that can have value in the society, add value to people. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I give recognition to my skill, give recognition to my career, give recognition to my talent, such that I become great. Such that I enter into greatness through this thing that I can do, through this thing that I do. Lord, give recognition to it and move me into greatness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give recognition to the skill that is in me, to the talent that you have given to me, to the ability you have given to me. Lord, give recognition to it. Give recognition to it in the name of Jesus. Let me be able to stand before kings. Let me be able to stand in high places of the world to do what I am able to do, to do what I am able to do, to add value to people's lives, to solve problems in my generation. Oh Lord, give recognition to that skill that you have given to me, to that ability that you have given to me. Lord, give recognition to it and use it to move me to greatness. Give recognition to it and use it to move me to greatness. Let people be aware of the skill and the talent that is in me, and let it begin to open doors for me. Let the skill and the talent and the ability that you have put in me, Lord, give recognition to it and make it open doors for me, even in top places of the head. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every wall of darkness blocking my breakthrough into the next level of my life, into the next level God has prepared for me, let them be broken down. Let them be broken. Every wall of barrier, every wall of limitation that is blocking, that is stopping my breakthrough into the next level God has prepared for my life, into the next level God has prepared for my calling, into the next level God has prepared for my destiny, let those walls be brought down by the power of God in the name of Jesus. As the wall of Jericho was brought down for the children of Israel to possess their promised land, let every wall of barrier that is stopping me from entering to my promised land, from entering into the height God has prepared for me, let them begin to fall down. Let them begin to break in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Every wall of barrier, whether visible or invisible, whether spiritual or physical, that is stopping my move into the place of greatness, into the place of honor, into the place of dominion, into the place of success, let such walls begin to break in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral wall of limitation, ancestral barrier stopping me from crossing into the place of fulfillment of destiny, into the place of glory and honor, right now let the fire of God break them in pieces. Let the fire of God break them in pieces. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God break them in pieces. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft barrier, every witchcraft wall of barrier, witchcraft wall of limitation, stopping me from crossing into the place of glory and honor and greatness and success and promotion and victory, fire of God, consume them. Fire of God, break them in pieces. Fire of God, destroy them now. 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 Wall of limitations, wall of barriers, standing between me and my greatness, standing between me and the fulfillment of my destiny, standing between me and the next height God has prepared for me. Break in pieces. Thank you, Lord. Break in pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. It got to a time, or it got to a point where some of the Israelites, some of the tribes in Israel, they became so relaxed. God already told them the lands to go and conquer. God already said, these are your own lands. Go and fight the enemies occupying this land, because I've already given these lands to you. Yeah. But they became relaxed because they've already conquered some of the lands, and there were more lands to conquer. And then they became relaxed, and the leader began to charge them to go and conquer those lands. You know, sometimes because of some level of success you have, because of some level of victory, and then you begin to feel like okay with this, whereas there are still more, there are still greater things to possess. Yeah, there are still greater. You are saying, I think I'm okay. I don't lack anything. What if, according to your destiny, what if according to what God has written in your destiny before you were born, what if you are meant to have more than you think you already have? What if there is more waiting for you? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of God, destroy every weakness in me, stopping me from fighting to possess my possessions. Say, fire of God, destroy every weakness in me, stopping me from fighting to possess my possessions, from conquering the lands God has allocated for me to conquer. Say, fire of God, destroy those weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So maybe you're supposed to be praying for 5 hours every day for your life to turn around, and then you feel like, I think I'm just okay with this 1 hour or 2 hours prayer every day. Talk to God. Say, fire of God, destroy weaknesses in me, stopping me from fighting to possess what heaven has given to me, stopping me from fighting to claim the land that God has allocated for me to conquer. Fire of God, destroy such weaknesses. Destroy such weaknesses. Destroy such weaknesses. Destroy such weaknesses. There is more waiting for you. It doesn't matter which country you are living. It doesn't matter your family background, how it is. There is more waiting for you. There is more waiting for you to possess. There are greater things waiting for you to possess. The fire of God, destroy every weakness in me, stopping me from fighting to possess all that you have freely given to me. Destroy the weaknesses. Fire of God, destroy the weaknesses. Fire of God, destroy every weakness in me, stopping me from fighting to possess my possessions, fighting to possess my inheritance. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I am sure some of the Israelites were concerned that God gave them land that that were being occupied by people, lands that the people on those lands already claim ownership of the land. Yeah. So the same way some of you might be concerned if God says, you see that estate over there? I'm giving it to you. And then you begin to ask yourself, how will I possess the estate? What do I have? And as a matter of fact, it has already been claimed or is someone's property. So how do I possess that? So that was how some of the Israelites felt. Yeah. They felt like, why would God give us lands that is already occupied by people? In fact, lands that is already owned by people. Yeah, so maybe you're looking at the height God is taking you to, and then you feel like, there's a lot of people here already. A lot of people have occupied these positions already. Why would God be telling me that this is the same height he is going to put me when many people already have taken over the place? The truth remains that what God has said have to come to pass. That is the truth. What God has determined will be done. Yeah, so, but you have to fight for it. You have to believe the word of God. And you have to fight for what is yours. You have to pray until you get it. So you're going to pray. I believe for many of you here, there is so much God has destined for you. There is so much great things God has reserved for you. There is so much that belongs to you. But you are not fighting for it. You are not passionate for it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive anointing to lay hold of everything heaven has freely given to me. You're going to say, I receive fire. I receive anointing to possess everything heaven has allocated for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive grace. I receive anointing to possess the heights, to attain the heights heaven has reserved for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I receive power. I receive fire. I receive grace. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive grace to attain the heights God has reserved for me, to possess the possessions heaven has allocated for my destiny. I receive the grace now. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter if that place is already being occupied by some people. It doesn't matter. All that matters is God giving it to you. All that matters is God bringing you there. Because when you get there, those that are not supposed to possess those things, they will fade away. They'll have to run. Because God has given it to you. Talk to God. So Lord, give me power. Fill me with power. Fill me with grace. Fill me with fire. To lay hold of everything, every inheritance you have given to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's say, for instance, you got a revelation. Let's say you're not yet married, and then you got a revelation, and God said, this is the person I have given to you to marry. And then you did some research, or you did some findings, and then you realize that this person God is showing to you is already in a relationship with another person. And then you begin to ask God, why will you show me someone that is already in relationship with another woman or with another man? Maybe I saw the wrong person. Maybe I got the wrong revelation. It's not the wrong revelation. Yeah, all you need to do is just to pray. Yeah, all you need to do is to pray. So I believe that some of you, the position God wants to give you is currently being occupied by certain people that are not supposed to be there. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you are wishing the people. No. It's just like God saying that place that those people have, that is where I have prepared for you. And that is where you are going. And that is my will for you. Yeah. So, and if God says that, and if you can pray You will get there. Yeah. You will get there. You will get there. So you're going to pray. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, let's say, someone that is already married now, you're not praying for divorce. I'm not talking about that. Of course, God will not show you someone that have already that is already married as your husband or wife. God will not show you that. Yeah, because God is not hot of divorce. Yeah, but I'm talking about let's say, for instance, maybe the person is already planning to marry that person. But that is the person God wants you to marry. If you can pray, God will not allow the person to marry that other person. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Because I don't like when I speak in a certain way and people, people begin to misunderstand or begin to misinterpret what I said. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I believe the people who are wrongly occupying places, God has prepared for you. I believe they are about to be removed from those places. I believe in this season, God will be doing something like this, removing certain people from places that He wants to put you. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to be happening at this time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do everything in your power to remove people wrongly occupying the place you have prepared for me. Do everything in your power to put me in those places. Yeah, that is just all you have to say. So you don't need to mention names. You don't need to pray any negative prayer against anybody. And as a matter of fact, you don't even know those people. Yeah, I don't assume you know those people occupying the places that belongs to you. So you're going to say, Father, do everything in your power to remove those wrongly occupying the places you have prepared for me, the places you have allocated for me. Do everything in your power to remove them and to put me there. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that, as you did for the Israelites. Lord, do so for my life and destiny now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Lord, do everything in your might. Do everything in your power. With your mighty hand, begin to uproot, begin to remove as many that are occupying places and positions you have allocated for my life, calling, and destiny. Oh Lord, begin to remove them now. Begin to remove them now. And begin to put me there. In the name of Jesus, begin to remove them. 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 In the name of Jesus, whoever they are, whatever they are, irrespective of whatever influence they have, Lord, remove them now. Remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. People occupying places you have prepared for me, remove them, Lord. People wrongly occupying those places, remove them, Lord, so that I can
those places. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. If God is going to do that miracle in your life, I mean, the miracle I just talked about, people wrongly occupying places God has allocated for you, being removed from there and you being positioned there. If God is going to do such miracles in your life, then you must be a man, you must be a woman that have dedicated his or her life to do God's purposes, to fulfill God's purposes. Yeah, if you study the story of the Israelites, their journey to the promised land, you will see that God took those lands for them so that they can serve him, so that they can worship him, yeah, so that they can fulfill his purposes. Yeah, this kind of miracle is not for self-centered people. It's not for prideful people. It's for people who have dedicated their life to fulfill God's purposes in the earth. Yeah. So the question is, have you dedicated all your life to fulfill God's purposes in the earth? If the answer is yes, then God is able to do such miracles for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to dedicate my life, to fully commit my life to fulfilling your purposes in the earth. Yeah, more than 80% of people in the world are busy about their own things. Only few people are busy about God things. Only few people are busy about God's purposes. Only few people are busy about God's businesses. God's business. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to fully commit my life to fulfilling your purposes for my life, to fulfilling kingdom purposes. Kingdom purposes, not selfish purposes, not carnal purposes. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jishi hase siyande talashidriya. Na diha kishila balagrada. Hente jesuzena nagalashda. Nishi hase saragashda. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me to fully commit my life, to fully commit my strength, to fully commit my passions, to fully commit my time, my days, to fulfilling your purposes in the head. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You want to make money? Why do you want to make money? Yeah. You want greatness. Why do you want greatness? Does it have anything to do with God? Does the reason have anything to do with God's kingdom? That is what I'm talking about. You want to get married. Why do you want to get married? Will it have anything to do with God's purposes on earth? Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to fully commit my life. Not partial commitment. Full commitment. to fulfilling your kingdom purposes in the head, to fulfilling your purposes for my life. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Help me to commit my passions into fulfilling your purposes. Help me to be excited in fulfilling your purposes in the head. I'm always excited doing God's business. Are you? Talk to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. The battle to the throne is not a small battle. They are not small battles. You can ask David in the Bible. The battles he fought to attain the throne. If you know, if you have an idea of where God is taking you, you will not consider the fastings you are doing now, the spiritual warfare you are doing now. You will not consider them as a big deal. I tell you the truth. If only you understand where God is taking you, you will not consider the sacrifices you're paying now. You will not consider the pains. You will not consider everything you are doing now to get there. You will not consider it as a big deal. Because where he is taking you is glorious. That is why when I tell Christians, do this, fight, fast, pray, and they begin to react sluggishly to my counsel, I begin to feel sad for them. Yeah, because they don't know what is awaiting them. They don't know the kind of future that is awaiting them. And they don't know that whatever they do now cannot be compared to that future. Whatever sacrifices they pay now cannot be compared to that future. So I believe you want to be different. I believe you want to be different. I believe you are willing to fight the battles for the throne, the battles to the throne. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me the heart of a warrior. Give me the mind of a warrior. Give me the spirit of a warrior to never get tired of fighting for the throne. To never get tired of fighting for my throne, for the throne you have prepared for me. Lord, give me the heart of a warrior, as you did to David. Lord, do to me as you did to David. Lord, do to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Warriors don't get tired of battle.
gets excited when it is time to fight. They get excited. So, Lord, give me the heart of a warrior. When you tell a warrior to pray, they want to pray. Even before you say pray, they are ready to pray. When you tell a warrior to fast, they are ready to fast. When you tell warriors to go through pains, they are willing to go through those pains because they have already seen the victory. Even before they fight the battles, they already saw victories. So Lord, give me the heart of a warrior. What you did to David, Lord, do to me. What you did in David, Lord, do the same in me. Give me the mind of a warrior. Give me the heart of a warrior. In the name of Jesus. Warrior, don't run away from battles. They face battles. Warrior, don't run away from pains. They face pains. They endure pains. So Lord, give me the heart of a warrior. Give me the mind of a warrior. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Give me the heart of a warrior to fight for my throne. To fight until I am set on the throne. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You also need partners. I'm talking of warrior partners. Yeah. David had partners, warriors like himself. They joined him in the battle for the throne. And those men were faithful to him. So the same way you need people who have victory mindset to join you in the battle for the throne. Not people who have a defeat mindset. Not people who have failure mindset. They're always seeing failures. They're always seeing defeat. They're always seeing downfall. You don't need those kind of people in the journey of your life. You need people who are warrior minded. I mean, people with warrior mindset. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need such people to pray together with you. You need such people to be your close friends. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as you sent warrior partners to David on his journey to the throne, oh Lord, give me warrior partners that will join me to fight the battles for the throne. Give me warrior partners. Give me warrior partners. Give me warrior partners. I begin to pray like that. Give me warrior partners. Give me warrior partners that will stand with me in my battle for the throne. That would stand for me. That would stand to pray with me in my battle for the throne. Lord, give me warrior partners. Give me warrior partners that will stand to encourage me, that would stand to counsel me, that would stand to support me, to help me in my journey for the throne you have prepared for me. Lord, give me warrior partners. Give me warrior partners. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some time ago, I realized that the same forces of darkness fighting my life, calling and destiny, began to fight the people God have chosen to help me. And I began to ask God, I said, God, why are you allowing these forces of darkness to also be fighting these people? Yeah, you know, these people, some of them are not strong spiritually. And if the enemy fights them strongly, they will just run away from me. And then these are the people you said you have chosen to help me. And then God began to tell me that I want to give you warrior partners. I want to give you people that even when the enemy attack them because they are helping you, they will stand and attack the enemy and win. Yeah, that I'm not going to give you people that when the enemy attacks them, they run away from supporting you. They run from helping you. He said, I'm not going to give you those kind of people. So if those people run, it means they are not the people I want to give you. He said, I'm going to give you warrior partners. People that they are willing to fight the same battles that are fighting you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with people you have trained to sharpen my spirit. You know, the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Yeah, there are some spiritual people that God will use to transfer fire into you. He will use them. Your relationship with them will make you spiritually high. It will make you spiritually strong and stronger. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, connect me with people you have trained. People who are able to sharpen my spirit. People who are able to add fire to my spirit. To add fire to my spiritual life. People who are able to transfer strength to me. Lord, connect me with such people. Connect me with such believers. Connect me with such friends. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, connect me with believers that are well trained to help my spiritual life rise, to help me get stronger in my spiritual walk. Lord, connect me with them. Connect me with them. Connect me with warriors
who are able to transfer strength to me. Warriors who are able to transfer fire to me. Warriors who are able to make me get stronger for victories in warfare. Lord, connect me with such people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Connect me, Lord, with such people. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have eight more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. In the kingdom of God, you will get attracted to the same value you uphold, the same values you uphold in your life is what you will get attracted to in others. Yeah. So if you want God to connect you with people that will help boost your spiritual life and boost your victory life, then you must at this time be upholding certain values that is in those people. Yeah. So you're going to pray. If in your life you are not upholding holiness, God will not connect you with holy people. With people that are pure. So it is the values you are upholding in your life that you will find in the people that God will send to you. So, and if you're not upholding any values, then that means you won't find such people. Yeah, like some people, they want to get married to a good person. And all the virtues they are looking for in the life of the person they want to marry, they don't have it. Then you can't have that person too. If you don't have those virtues, that person can't have those virtues. Or that person should not have those virtues. It's a sin if that person have those virtues. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to uphold your kingdom values. Help me to uphold your kingdom virtues in my life. So that I can attract the right people into my life. The right people into the journey of my life. So Lord, help me to uphold your kingdom values. Help me to uphold your kingdom virtues. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me, O God, to uphold your kingdom values in my attitude, in my character, in my way of life, in my lifestyle. Help me to uphold your kingdom values. Help me to uphold your kingdom virtues so that my life can attract the right people. In the name of Jesus, help me, O God. Help me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Help me, O God. In the name of Jesus, Help me to uphold your values and virtues. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 7 more prayer points. You know, David said in Psalm 18, David said that God trained his hands to war. God trained his hands to war. And what does that mean? It means that God taught him how to fight and win. God taught him how to fight and win. And also it means God gave him weapons. Yeah. God gave him weapons and taught him how to use those weapons to win battles. The same thing God wants to do in your life. The same thing God wants to do in your life. You're going to say, Father, as you did to David, train my hands to war, to make war and to win. Say, Father, as you did to David, train my hands to make war and to win battles. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, as you did to David, as you did to David, as you did to David, train my hands to make war and to win battles. In the name of Jesus, train my hands to make war and to win battles. In the name of Jesus, train my hands to make war and to win battles. Train me to fight principalities and win them. Train me to fight powers of darkness and to win them. Train me to fight rulers of darkness and to win them. Train me to fight witchcraft forces and to win them. Begin to pray. That was how God trained me. He trained me to fight principalities, and I fight them face to face, and I win them face to face. So Lord, train me to fight and win battles. Train my hands to war. Teach my hands to make war and to win battles. Teach my hands to make war and to win battles. In the name of Jesus. Train my hands, O God. Train my hands, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, for those of you that need the scripture, is in Psalm 18, verse 34. Psalm 18, verse 34. He teacheth my hands to war, that a bowl of steel is broken by mine arms. You're going to pray. I remember that I said that part of training your hands to war is or entails God giving you weapons of victory, and you know, teach you how to use those weapons to get victory. So you will know those weapons and you will know how to use them. And every time you use them, you will always win. Yeah. Every time you use them, you will always win. So you're going to pray. There are weapons in the kingdom of God, spiritual weapons. There are some in the Bible. There are some that are very advanced. There are angelic weapons. There are weapons in the kingdom of God. And you need God to show you those weapons. There are things that God will move you to do. And immediately you do that, you will have victory. There is no doubt that you will have victory. Immediately you do those things. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, show me the weapons of victory that are in your kingdom and teach me to wield them. Teach me to use them. I'm going to repeat it again. I'm going to say, Father, show me the weapons of victory in your kingdom and teach me to wield them. Teach me to use them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Geshedegeragala. Mahadeki gahashi silegleshda. Nahate shibadagalada. Meharushteha sasanashinelea. Nishitendegadashinelea. O God of Israel, show me the weapons of victory in your kingdom and teach me to wield them for victories. Teach me to use them for victory. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a weapon. The blood of Jesus is a weapon. The fire of God is a weapon. The arrows of God, they are weapons. There are a lot of weapons even revealed in the Bible. And there are advanced weapons that are connected to angels. There are a lot of weapons in the kingdom of God to win darkness. Begin to say, Father, reveal to me the weapons of victory in your kingdom and show me to use them to get victories in every battle that I fight. Show me the right weapons to use and show me how to use them to get victories in every battle that I fight in my journey in this earth. In the name of Jesus, show me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you are going to be victorious
You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of victory. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of victory. So it is the Holy Ghost that will move you. You know, just as those people that are drunk with wine, with alcohol, just as the alcohol begins to drive them, sometimes to speak irrationally, sometimes to do things that when they now become fully conscious, things that if you tell them they did, they will tell you they did not do it. Yeah, so the same way the drunkenness of wine drives the man that is drunk. Yeah. It's the same way the Holy Ghost will drive you. Yeah. It's the same way the Holy Ghost will drive you into victory. Yeah, so you need to be driven by the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled by the Holy Ghost to the point where the Holy Ghost is driving you, is moving you. So you're going to pray. Your right hand. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me and drive me into victory. You're going to raise up your right hand. I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me and drive me into victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me and drive me into victory. Fill me and drive me into victory. Fill me and drive me into victory. There are certain things you begin to say in prayer, and even you will know that at this point it is no longer me that is speaking like this. I don't know if you have prayed to that point. That you have prayed to the point where you are no longer yourself in the place of prayer. And everything you are doing, you know that this is just the Holy Spirit. This is not me again. That is what I'm talking about. And that is how you get instant victories. By the Holy Ghost. By the fullness of the Holy Ghost. By the... By being totally controlled by the Holy Ghost in the place of prayer. Totally controlled. Completely under the influence. I mean, you are completely under the influence of the Holy Ghost. That is the fastest way to victory. So, Holy Spirit, fill me. Drive me into victories. 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 Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Fill me and drive me into victories. Make me say things that will bring me victories, whether consciously or unconsciously. Say, Holy Spirit, make me say things. Make me do things that will bring me victories, whether consciously or unconsciously. Fill me and drive me into victories. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. The Bible told us that anyone that make war should not be entangled by the affairs of this world. Yeah. And you're going to find that in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Anyone that make war should not be entangled with the affairs of this life. It is dangerous to do that. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. It says, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. No man that warreth. No man that warreth. So maybe the reason why you have been failing is because you have entangled yourself with something in this world, and devil keep using that thing to bring you down. Every time it looks as if you are up spiritually, you are high spiritually. Before you know it, you go down again. Every time it looks like you are strong spiritually, you are on fire spiritually, you are moving forward, and then suddenly devil do something and then you go down again. Many times the reason for that is because you have entangled yourself with something that pertains to this world. Yeah. And that is why you're rising and falling. You're getting strong today, getting weak tomorrow. So there is something that is binding you to darkness. You have entangled yourself with the affairs of this life. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, cut off from me everything I have entangled myself with that is making victory impossible in my life. Begin to say, I cut them off. Oh Lord, separate me from them. Separate me from them. Separate me from them. For some of you, it is fear. For some, it is lust. For some, it is pride. For some, it is love of money. Yeah. For some, it is ambition, self-ambition.
Begin to say, Father, cut off from my life everything I have entangled myself with that is making victory impossible. Victory impossible in my life. Lord, cut them off. Cut them off. I don't want them anymore. Cut them off. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For some, it is idolatry. You have so much desire something. And because you don't yet have that thing, you can't be happy. That is idolatry. It means that thing has become an idol. Yeah. Because you don't have that thing, you can't have joy because you don't have that thing. Talk to God. Say, Lord, cut off from my life everything I have entangled myself with that is making victory impossible. For some of it is eating too much. You eat and eat. You cannot fast. You cannot deny your stomach of food. Yeah, that is also a problem. Talk to God. Say, Lord, cut off from my life everything I have entangled myself with that have made victory impossible in my life. I don't want them anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. We're going to pray. Is there a way you have been fighting the battles that is wrong? Have you been fighting spiritual battles carnally or with human wisdom? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every wrong approach I have to spiritual warfare, Lord, cancel it now. Yeah, because some of you belong to several ministries. Yeah, it's not only this ministry you're part of. Some of you follow other ministries, you follow other ministers, other men of God. Yeah, and then some of those ministers will say, okay, you have to use candle. Pray with candle. Pray with this. Pray with that. You know, things that are not scriptural, things that are not biblical. Yeah. And then all this while you have been doing that. Yeah, sincerely, all this while you have been doing all of that. Those things that are not biblical. Have you seen victories? Have you seen a lasting victory? Yeah, have you witnessed a sure victory? Yeah. Maybe you belong to some ministries or you are praying with some ministers and they are telling you to pray in a certain way. That is not right. That is not the way to victory. Yeah. So I don't know what you are, you know, I don't know what you are doing, but you are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, shut down, cancel every wrong approach to spiritual warfare that I'm following, that I'm doing, Lord, shut them down now. Shut them down now. I want to fight the right way. I want to pray the right way. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that.
You might think it's the right approach, but before the kingdom of God, before heaven, it is not. Yeah. So, Lord, every wrong approach I have embraced for spiritual warfare, oh Lord, shut them down in my life. Shut them down in my life. Shut them down in my life. Even the one I'm not aware of, I thought is the right approach, but it's not. Lord, shut them down in the name of Jesus. I want to fight the right way. I want to pray the right way. I want to get victories the right way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Yeah. You're going to pray for yourself. There's another thing that is very important in getting victories. You need to have a mind that magnifies God in warfare. I have gone through all kinds of warfare in my life. I have been faced with diverse levels of demonic entities. I mean high-level demonic personalities, principalities. Yeah. I mean, I've been surrounded by terrible warfare from the dark kingdom to the point that at a certain point it was like I was going to run mad. At a certain point, it was like my life was going out of my body, like I was going to die, literally. So I've gone through several attacks from the kingdoms of darkness. But one thing that I know I must not do in the midst of those attacks is to give up. Yeah. One thing I know I must not do is to give up on God. Is to conclude that God cannot help me. I know I must not do that. Because the moment I do that, I know I am gone. Yeah, so you must learn to magnify God in spiritual warfare. You must learn I don't know the English I can use. You must magnify God above the enemy you are fighting. Don't consider them as powerful. Even though you're feeling defeated, don't still agree that they are stronger than you. Don't magnify them above you. Don't magnify them above your God. That is it. So you're going to pray. You need that mind. David had that mind. And when he faced Goliath, he already killed Goliath in his mind before he slung that stone against Goliath. He already magnified God to the point that in the realm of the spirit, he had already slaughtered Goliath. And then he saw the victory happen physically. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, give me the mind that always magnify you in spiritual warfare. Give me the mind that always magnify you in spiritual warfare. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me the mind that magnifies you. Give me the mind that magnifies you, that lifts you up above the enemy, irrespective of how many the forces that are fighting me are, irrespective of how strong the enemies that are fighting me are. Lord, give me a mind that magnifies you in the face of my enemies. Give me the mind that praises you in the face of my enemy. Give me the mind that sees the greatness of you in the battles of life. Give me such a mind. Give me such a mind that sees my enemies defeated even before I fight them. Give me such a mind that sees my battles won even before I fight the battles. Give me a mind that magnifies you in spiritual warfare. Give me such a mind in the name of Jesus. Even when I feel so oppressed, even when I feel like I am dying, give me a mind that always magnify you, that always magnify your power, that always magnify your strength in spiritual warfare, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. Place your right hand on your head as you pray this prayer. You're going to see a fire of God take possession of the gates of my dreams. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of God, take possession of the gates of my dream. Block every darkness using night dreams to oppress and enslave me, to initiate and pollute me. Say, fire of God, take possession of the gates of my dreams. Take possession of the gates of my dreams. Begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand, just pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of God, take possession of the gates of my dream. Block every agent of darkness using my night dreams to oppress, pollute, initiate, and enslave me. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, fire of God, take possession of the gates of my dreams.
Take possession of the gates of my spirit. Take possession of the gates to my spirit, the gates to my soul. Fire of God, take possession of them. Take possession of them. Block every darkness and spirits of darkness and agents of darkness using my night dreams to enslave me. Block them forever. Block them forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shut them out of my night dreams. Serpents, scorpions of darkness, spirits of darkness, demons, agents of darkness, coming to enslave me through my night dreams. Fire of God, shut them out of my dreams forever. In the name of Jesus, shut them out. Thank you, Lord. Shut them out forever. Take possession of the gates of my dreams. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. Don't forget to pray over these prayer sessions. I mean, this particular prayer session. And don't forget to respond to certain issues the Holy Spirit has brought up during the course of this prayer session. Don't forget to respond correctly to those matters that were raised in the prayer points. Yeah, I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh, Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your love and compassion for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have already freely given to us. Thank you for your dominion that is enthroned in our lives. Thank you because only what you want to happen in our lives is what is happening. Thank you for the prayers we have prayed at this time. Thank you, Lord, because you are faithful enough to answer these prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the life of everyone that have joined me at this time to pray, to seek your face. Lord, I ask that you show everyone here mercy. Oh, Lord, show everyone mercy in Jesus' name. I pray for you that good things you have lost shall now be returned back to you. In the name of Jesus, even the things the enemy have stolen from you, and not only have they stolen those things, they have also spoiled those things. They have damaged and destroyed those things. But because you are connected to this anointing,
I decree that there shall be restoration of those things in your life in Jesus' name. God will give you back those things, even if you have to create them again. Every good thing you have lost to the enemy, you are getting them back now. In the name of Jesus, receive them back now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those who want you frustrated, I decree that from this hour they shall be frustrated in the name of Jesus, so that you can have peace. They shall be frustrated in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord shall fight for you. The strength of the Lord shall bring to pass His promises for your life in the name of Jesus. In this season, within the months remaining for this year to be completed, you shall experience uncommon favor in the name of Jesus. I repeat, you shall experience, you shall witness uncommon favor. The Lord shall comfort you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.